Paul Ramel here with another Severe Weather Awareness Week interview. We've been doing interviews this week with emergency managers, and now we have Don Biergon in the studio with us. It's kind of our yearly chit-chat here, Don, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Happy to be here, Paul.
All right. Don, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about your job and your job title and
sure.
What all that entails.
Yeah, so I work with Countryside Public Health. My role is Emergency Preparedness Coordinator for our five counties. And Countryside Public Health covers the counties of Big Stone, Chippewa, Lac La Parle, Swift, and Yellow Medicine counties.
Oh, wow. So you have a kind of a wide area there.
Yeah. But I've got a team that works with me, and we work on different projects to kind of help our communities be a little bit more resilient when it comes to emergency preparedness and make sure that they're feeling prepared if it's a bad weather storm that goes through or some kind of a disaster where we want to make sure people are prepared or we know how to respond or help our partners out to respond to some of those emergencies too.
Okay. You're the only one in the office that deals with this basically, or you work with teams?
Yep, I do work with a team. There's a few others that work with me. We kind of try to have somebody in each one of our five offices that kind of dedicates a little bit of their time to emergency preparedness. So it's not just myself that handles it, and which is nice. It's nice to kind of in any emergency kind of have a three deep list of people you can call on.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Can we go through some details there of what you do or what you prepare for?
Sure. Yeah. So a lot of what public health will do in regards to emergencies is we want to look at protecting the health of our communities. We want to prevent injuries, and we want to make sure to connect our communities with different resources before, during, and after storms, since that's kind of what we're talking about this week. And so before those storms happen, we are working very closely with our county emergency management, law enforcement, first responders, hospitals. We even go into the schools to talk to younger kids about storms, just to kind of prepare them to know what's to be expected. And then with those partners, knowing what everybody's role may be in a response to an emergency such as a bad storm.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So, concerned about the public health.
Yep.
Make sure diseases don't break out after emergency, stuff like that. So, really, it doesn't have to be an emergency, though. What if influenza A is just rampant in the county? What do you do then?
I mean, so with that, a lot of what we try to do is prevent people from getting sick. We know that's not always possible. Yep. We want to try to minimize that as well. So we're educating people on, you know, what an infectious disease may be, how it could be spread, what you could do to prevent that from further spreading or help to slow the spread. So also giving out, we administer vaccines to help prevent infectious diseases and really try to help minimize that in the community.
So how do you prevent a cold? I don't want to get a cold. I heard you have to wash your hands to the ABCs or something.
Yes, we recommend at least 20 seconds.
You 20 want to
be,
seconds.
Yes.
Fully lathered soap.
Oh, yes. Yep. Get it all lathered up. Yep.
Okay. I can tell you I don't do 20 seconds. I wash my hands a lot, but not 20 seconds.
Yes. So. Yep. No, that's a big one. Definitely. I know it's hard. We want to be resilient and we want to go to work even if we need to battle through it. But sometimes you just have to stay away from work. Yep. We don't want to be spreading that.
But it's important to wash your hands often during the day.
Yes. Yep.
With a good lathered up soap, right?
Right. Right.
I know when my wife was a preschool teacher, she always taught her kids to say the whole ABCs while you're washing your hands.
Yep. So. Yep. And then you can always, if soap's not available, you can always use hand sanitizer. Okay. Things like that work too.
Yeah, I think we talked about hand sanitizer one time with you, how effective that is. But soap's the best, right?
It is. Okay. Yep. Yep.
So we can prevent being sick.
Yes.
By that.
Yep. Yep. That's,
and how about wearing masks? Remember, I still see people walking around wearing masks and stuff. And
You know, that's always, you know, I think there is some debate out there, but ultimately too, you think about it, it does contain when people are maybe coughing, sneezing, it will decrease that from spreading to others. So some people, that's just what they feel comfortable doing. And I know, even the experience that I've had working in the hospitals, and it does help diminish spreading some of that, those bugs that might be flying around too. Yeah.
All right. Anything else you'd like to talk about? What your office does there? Besides working with emergencies, you work with Blaine Johnson, I'm guessing, with Loughborough County Emergency Manager.
Yep. I work closely with Blaine. We work together on, like I said, some of the plans that a county or community need to have readily available to help respond to emergencies. We work on those. It's definitely a collaborative effort. Help connect with other partners. We practice different scenarios from time to time too. So actually exercising some of those plans, so we know, oh, maybe there's a few little gaps here and there that we thought this plan would work out well, but we found out, oh, you know, a part of it might not, that might not have worked out the greatest. Right. So we need to kind of tweak that a little bit.
I know when the derecho came back a few years ago, you guys activated.
Yes, we did. We did.
What are some things you worked on then? Yes. And that could happen again.
Yes. So. Yep. As we know, severe weather, it definitely can come up. And sometimes, you know, I think the weather predictions have gotten a lot better, but still things can come up on us. So I know, for my side of things, I would go into our emergency operations center, and I was kind of Blaine's more so assistant, kind of kept all of the documentation down for him, because when it comes to a big disaster and we need to declare an emergency, a lot of that documentation makes a difference. And then it also, we want to know kind of what has everybody been doing afterwards, from the cleanup to us at Public Health. We worry about anytime there's flooding or water in basements, or anytime, especially for the private wells, if anything gets contaminated, we don't want people getting sick on top of a disaster that they've already been trying to recover from. So we have an environmental health program that works very closely with us too. And just different food safety too is another thing. Like if the power goes out, we want to make sure people's food is remaining safe too.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because we didn't do a good job with the derecho, because we were out of power, for 2 days or something?
And some even more, yes.
So, you know, we had to chuck some food, out of the refrigerator and stuff.
That's
why I bought a $2,000 generator.
A lot of people have gotten generators after.
I haven't used a generator once after that, so I remind my wife about that all the time.
Yeah. And then a few other things, too, that public health maybe will help provide a supportive role to other responders and to the community, is sometimes these storms can really affect our community's mental health level. Stress levels are high for our farmers. You know, if their crops get taken out, that's their livelihood. And out in this area, you know, our rural communities are so important. So when we do get knocked down, we just want to make sure that there's the support out there that they need as well.
Yeah, as far as mental health.
Correct.
And stuff.
Yes. Yep.
And you deal with that too.
Yep. So, okay. We have resources that we're able to provide. We also work closely with family services. They've got a lot of good resources too. And we work with different organizations throughout the county that we can help. That's another big thing we try to do, is just connect people to what they need after a disaster as well.
Yeah, there's always help somewhere, right?
Yeah, there is, absolutely.
Just gotta look for it, and it's always there.
So. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's a good wealth of information there, Dawn, and I appreciate what you do, and Blaine, and all the emergency managers in our county and our area to keep us safe too. And now I learned something today: to wash my hands more than 20 seconds.
Yes.
How about that?
Yep. Fend off those bugs. Yep.
Anything else? Or we touch on everything there?
I think so. If anybody ever has any questions about kind of putting together an emergency kit, kind of what items you want to throw into those kits in case you need to evacuate or stay put for a little while, we always have great resources too. So feel free to reach out at any point. And
you should have a plan in place if you're a family.
Correct. Yes.
Have a plan in place, having a first aid kit ready.
Yes.
That kind of stuff.
Yep. Always having a plan as to if you have to, if you do have to leave very quickly. Does everybody in the house know where to go if you have to leave or evacuate?
Don't rely on a cell phone.
Yeah. Don't always rely on that. Yep. But also, too, if you maybe are stranded at home for a little while, do you have kind of what you need on hand? Some non-perishable foods, water, medications, things like that, that you can always grab. And don't forget about like your pets if you've got them, or if you have mobility need or medical needs, just having a backup plan for any of that, especially like power outages, those kinds of things too. So. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Dawn, thanks for coming in again.
Absolutely.
And we'll see you next year for Severe Weather Awareness Week. Right?
I'll be here.
All right. Thanks. Dawn Biergon, the Emergency Preparedness Coordinator.
That is correct.
That's a big title. That's our interview for Severe Weather Awareness Week for today, and we'll continue with more interviews tomorrow about this time.